This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We are back, Solana Moms Building Community Podcast. Today, we're diving into an essential topic that impacts every family's security and peace of mind. The importance of having a local home, life, and car insurance agent who truly knows our community. We are joined by Barbara Lightfoot Nielsen, a seasoned expert in insurance who will help us understand why working with a local agent makes such a difference. From understanding specific regional risks to providing personalized guidance, Barbara will walk us through everything we need to know to make informed decisions for protecting our homes, vehicles, and loved ones. So let's get empowered with knowledge and set up for a safer, more secure future. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Barbara, I'm so glad you agreed to come because I know you personally from my family to also my in-laws for decades. You are an expert in this. So I'm glad you agreed to come because I know you're so knowledgeable.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's my passion after doing it for so many years. I'm glad that you asked me to do this.
Thank you. Barbara, would you introduce yourself to the listeners, your journey on why what you're doing and how you came to this journey?
Well, I'm coming up close to 38 years doing this with State Farm. And my brother-in-law is a State Farm agent, and he's the one that got me interested in being there to help people. So I actually worked 4.5 years in a State Farm agent's office before starting out on my own. And I love working with people and being able to help them. And this is definitely a field that allows you to do that.
Wow, that's great, because when we bought our first house, I had no clue what home insurance was. And at times I told my husband, why do we need home insurance? But 1 year later, I found out why when my pipe broke and there was water damage on my ground and all this chaos, then we found out, no, you need home insurance. I'm going to go through some questions with you, Barbara, so the listeners could know from the simple to difficult answers why you should have home insurance.
Sounds great.
My first question is, for homeowners in Solano County, what are some of the key coverages or basic home insurance policy should include?
Every policy should provide protection for the dwelling, so that's the structure of your home. And then you want to make sure you have also coverage for any detached structures. So an example of that would be a swimming pool, fencing, gazebo, storage sheds. If you have a barn, because we have a lot of rural areas. And then you also want coverage for your personal property belongings. And make sure that those personal property belongings have replacement cost on the contents. And then another important factor is to have coverage for liability. That's in the event that if somebody is on your premises and they sustain bodily injury or you do damage to their property, you would have protection. And then also medical. Medical is not for those of you residing in the household, but it's going to go ahead and be coverage protection. If somebody comes over, it's a trip fall situation. And then one of the coverages that Miriam had to experience, and I'm sorry that she had to, is called living expense. So if you do have a loss and your home is uninhabitable and we have to get you into a living situation, which is, that's so critical that you have that protection. And then I'm going to say one other coverage that not all policies, they should be giving this to you, is called building ordinance or law coverage. You want to make sure that you have coverage that's going to keep your home current and up to date for what the ordinance or law coverage is for either your city, county, or state. So those are some vital coverages. And then there are going to be other, you know, limitations or different things that you can put on, but those should be just part of your standard package policy.
And this standard package that you just explained, for someone that's buying a new home and they want this, is there a higher premium to that than something that has less than that? Or does that come with the basic one?
That normally comes with the basic package policy. So, because I write for State Farm, but that comes with our package policy. And that's normally standard. Those items that I did describe, you get that with the package policy. And then you can put on different riders if you have higher jewelry coverage or certain personal property items that you want to insure higher over and above what the package policy would give to you.
Got it. And then for someone, let's just say John is buying a house and then they want a home insurance. What do? They call Barbara Lightfoot, of course, in Solano County. And then how does the procedure go? Because I don't remember the details, to be honest. My husband did it, but I want to educate or make an informed idea for the person that John is buying the house. They call you, and do you need some criteria from them to get it, or how does it go?
What we do is when somebody calls us, normally they're having to get information because the title company is also asking them. But it's good that you know yourself what the premium quote is going to be, because that's going to be part with your house payment and everything. So you need to know what that cost is going to be. So when someone calls us, we do ask certain features of the home, because more than anything, it's important that you get a policy for the dwelling coverage, that it is a replacement cost policy. You want to know what it's going to cost to rebuild the home. And a lot of times people get confused. They're going to tell us what the market value is or what you're paying for it. But we need to know those features so that in the event that there is a loss to the home, and I'm talking about even a total loss to the home, we can rebuild that same structure, like-kind quality. And so that's why we put it into a software program and ask you square footage, what type of, how many bedrooms do you have, bathrooms, is it a custom home, does it have more fireplace? We go through a whole software program to get what the rebuilding costs will be. And we can go online and get a lot of that information, but maybe if you're purchasing a new home, a lot of times people will go ahead and do some upgrades. So that's very important in order to calculate what it's going to cost to rebuild. But people get very confused, or like a misconception, as far as market value versus what it costs to rebuild. And again, Miriam had to experience
that. Yes, luckily our house didn't burn, but we didn't have to deal with that. But I did hear from a lot of, I'm talking about the LNU fire that happened. Our property is somewhere there, and when the LNU fire happened, our property luckily didn't burn, but all our yard, all our belongings, everything had smoke damage. So it was a horrible time. Thank God that we had Barbara, because beginning when the fire, they came evacuated us, we had no idea what to do. And that's why I think it's so important to be well informed about homeowners insurance, because if I was well informed, I would have booked the hotel right away and knew what I was doing. But what we did was 2 a.m, we went to our in-laws' home, chaos. My kids were panicked, my husband and I were panicked, and we had no idea where to start from. Luckily, the next morning, Barbara called us and said, hey, how are you guys? Is everything okay? And what do I need to get you guys? What is your living situation? The moment she said that, it was, first of all, at that moment of panic, being very sad, that voice was so enlightening for us. I thank you now, because I haven't talked to you about this. This is the first time I'm meeting her. I have been a client of hers, and my in-laws have been a client of hers for decades, but this is the first time I'm meeting her. So I want to thank you personally for how much you did, because a good person, and you know, you did amazing at that time for us. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I think Well, you did a lot of work yourself. You did a lot of legwork. And I think the thing for my clients that did experience the fire losses, I mean, what I felt, because it was also during COVID, our office, even though, you know, it was locked down, I allowed people to come in because this was kind of like a safe haven for people.
Yes.
Because they had lost so much and just everything that was going on. It was so hard to find places, and
it was so uncertain time.
It was.
It affected all of us mentally, emotionally, and like we didn't know where to go because you could only go certain places. And
exactly.
Then you also, there was a fire, and I even get the nervous now thinking about it. But I'm glad as a team, and that's the other part of community, where you came together with the people that was affected and brought a positive energy, because at that time we weren't seeing the positive energy.
Right. Well, I think the thing that happened too is, you know, we set up catastrophic teams to come in and start immediately assisting our clients because it was such devastation. And so when so many people are affected, then you have to bring in your claims team that have the knowledge to work in a catastrophic situation like that. But I have to also thank my employees. I call them my team, because they were so helpful too. I had a lot of people working remote, one person working in the office with me. It was a very hard time. And I've been doing this almost 38 years, and I've been through other fires. I dealt with the Paradise fire, but nothing like this one. This touched home.
This hit home, yeah.
Yeah.
This was your home.
Yeah, and it's, I guess I just never thought it would happen
yes.
in our community.
I think all of us never thought. Even we actually interviewed a firefighter from Solano County, and he said the same thing, basically, that just of it, we never thought this, you know, nobody thought this big thing would happen in Solano County, and it did.
And I have to praise the firefighters, Cal Fire, our Vacaville firefighter. I mean, they were amazing.
They were.
They saved so many homes. So I am grateful for that. I think you hit it right on when you said it was our community coming together. You could feel that.
Yes.
And I still feel that
yes.
as we're talking
yes.
about
yes.
it.
Yes, it's the power of community.
Yeah, it is.
I repeatedly say the power of community is immeasurable. I saw it through so many things in my life. Like I've said many times, the loss, the traumatic events, the community is what brought me back. Nothing monetary brought me back, because
right.
we're so brought up with monetary life, do this, do that, and then you will be happy. No, it's all the power of community and human
mm-hmm.
connections. Before I get ahead of myself with other side things, let me get the information for you listeners. You said the market. So when a house is burnt, you said that's not, you should not put your focus on the market value. You should put your focus on the right now, how much it will be to
rebuild it. Right.
And so like a house, let's say someone bought a house for $600,000 and the market value is right now $1 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when your house is burnt in a fire or a natural disaster, how much would the insurance pay for that person now? Because the market value is $1 million, they bought it $600,000.
So it's going to depend upon how much insurance we have on the dwelling. So that's why I'm saying we have to go through that, you know, all of the features of the home to make sure that we do have a current rebuilding cost. And then every year it's going to be kept current for consumer and construction price index for your area. So there's an inflation guard that's built into the policy. And so that way it's going to keep it on pace with what it's going to cost
okay.
to rebuild. And I think probably a lot of people would be surprised at what it costs today in Vacaville to rebuild a home. It's after having the losses, you know, the total losses from the LNU, it's anywhere from $400 to $450 a square foot
wow,
in our
lot.
Community. Whereas prior to the loss, you know, we were looking at like $250.
Oh my God, that's double almost,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you saw that it was hard to get materials because of COVID, but it's just kept that pace. It's kept pace for that. So that's why if you do upgrades or if you've made some changes in your home, you've done a remodel, you need to let your agent know that, because that's going to make a difference in the total rebuilding cost of your home.
Got it. And one thing I also learned was the personal property was very important to have pictures and what you have. And when you don't go through some disaster, you never think of taking pictures of each item at your house. But when you go through something like that, you're like, are you kidding me? I don't have pictures of this or that. So would you explain the personal property for them, how they should handle it, even if they're not going through a natural disaster, but just to have a profile for themselves?
So you couldn't have said that any better, because I think that's been the hardest thing for most people, because you don't think you're going to lose everything. But you need to make sure that in your inventory, the way I try to explain it to my clients, a lot of times people say, well, I don't have that much personal property, because they think of the theft-prone items or the target items. But if you turned your house upside down and everything that is personal property falls out, that's what you have to take into consideration. So it is critical that you either have an inventory of...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Everything you have in your house, you can take videos, you can take photos, but if you have a total loss, you're not going to remember what you have. And you have to think to like the smallest little item, everything in your pantry, toilet paper, paper towels, Q-tips. If you've lost all your prescriptions, you do not realize how traumatic it's going to be for you. And it's probably the hardest thing for you to have to go ahead and actually get to that total amount of value, because we give you a certain amount of personal property. We always are working off of whatever we insure the dwelling amount. We're giving you a percentage off of there for your personal property. So we're trying to reach that number. So if that number is $750,000, you better make sure you have some pictures or inventory, so it's going to go ahead and target those items, because you will not remember it. You will not remember it if you have a traumatic loss.
I agree. Yeah. And then when it comes to a percent or a number, like, do the customers ask you, I want $450,000 for personal property, or is there a gap where State Farm says that?
What we go ahead and do, like for our policy with State Farm, the dwelling is always kind of like our working number. So we give you 75% off of that, you know, amount of coverage. So if it's $1 million, let's say the home is insured, so we're going to give 75% for your contents. We automatically give that to you, part of the package, $750,000. But if you say, you know, I have more than that, then we can increase that, but you're going to get charged a premium over and above that. So it does depend upon, you know, we do go over what the amount of coverage is, but then you have to determine yourself. And that's why it's, again, important to do an inventory if that's going to be adequate protection. So you get, you know, the dwelling is, like I said, our working number. And then for like anything that's detached from the house, that's why I use the swimming pool as an example. Swimming pools cost a lot. And so we give you 10% coverage protection for detached structures. So if you have a swimming pool and I'm insuring your house for $500,000, is $50,000 enough if you know, had a loss to your pool and then you've got your fencing, you've got gazebos, I mean, all these other factors that are detached? You have to tell me if that's adequate protection or not. So we go through and give you what those percentages are going to be and if it's enough coverage for what your personal needs
are. Okay, so you work together with the customer and then you come up with a plan. The other question I have is, sometimes even I have this hard time. I don't understand, like, if a pipe breaks in your house, mm-hmm. and then there's like, oh, was the pipe just broke, or was it years ago it was leaking? Mm-hmm. Can you explain to us, like let's say the pool that you were talking about. Your pool breaks, but then the pipe was breaking over the years. Is that covered? Like, what is the little trick to this?
Water losses are probably the hardest ones to determine, because it has to be sudden and accidental burst of water. So if a pipe all of a sudden bursts, like your toilet overflows, that is going to be a covered loss situation.
Well, so toilet too.
Yes, toilet. Okay. Well, because sometimes, you know, you flush the toilet and it can run, but then maybe it overflows and then you come home and you have all
it
this water
damage. Okay.
That is going to be covered. It's sudden and accidental. But if it is a slow leak, it's seepage or leakage that has been going on for a period of time, that is wear and tear, that's a maintenance issue, that is not going to be a covered loss. No.
Oh, so I had posted your picture, what questions you have. Usually we do that before the episode comes. One of the listeners actually had asked about deductibles. Mm-hmm. What is a deductible, and how do you choose to pick the right deductible?
Lesser the deductible, then the higher the premium cost. And, you know, so higher deductible, that's going to go ahead and lower your cost of insurance. What I'm seeing today is because, you know, let's be honest, insurance premiums are going up with what's happening in the insurance industry. A lot of people are trying to self-insure. So they're taking on a greater portion with that deductible. So that deductible means that in the event that there is a loss, you are going to be subject to that amount out of pocket, and then we will go ahead and come in after that and take care of the covered loss situation. The deductible does not apply to any liability losses or medical, doesn't apply to those. But let's say you have a kitchen fire, then, and you have a $2,000 deductible, we're going to go ahead and immediately get things, you know, like a restoration company out there, and you're going to have to pay that $2,000, and then we're going to go ahead and come in and take care of things after that and getting all the repairs done. But it means that you're going to be out that amount of out-of-pocket money for whatever your deductible is. I believe in self-insuring a little bit more rather than paying a higher premium, because you may never experience a loss. And anytime you do file a loss, it becomes part of your loss history. So, I mean, we do look at that, and so you want to kind of determine, you know, what the loss is. So I always advise, call your insurance agent before you maybe are going to go ahead and file a claim to see if it is going to be a covered loss, or have that conversation.
Got it. And then also for people that rent, I understand that there's homeowner's insurance. Mm-hmm. Why should they have it? What is the advantages of it?
Oh, to have the coverage for renter's insurance, it's the same thing. You want your personal property belongings covered. People don't realize without, you know, their contents, they've worked hard for that. But there's also liability that comes with the renter's insurance policy, just like a homeowner's. And then also you get medical coverage. So say, for instance, I've had this happen several times, you cause a kitchen fire, you are liable for that. And so you want to make sure you do have your own protection. Otherwise, that money, if you've done any damage to that apartment unit, let's say that fire went to another unit, you're going to be legally liable for all of that damage. And your renter's insurance policy will afford you that type of protection. It's so affordable. It's a great policy. One little tidbit that I do want to put in that we have seen, a lot of the apartment complexes require it now too, so you need to make sure you do have the protection. But just kind of a caution, the coverage that they give you through the apartment complexes, really look at those policies, because we have found that a lot of them only provide liability protection. Because that's what their interest is. They're protecting their apartment unit.
Oh,
they're not
I
looking
see.
Out for you and your contents.
So what is liability is only if they're protecting theirs. But what is the other one called? So they ask for that, the listeners.
They would want to make sure that the policy has protection for their contents.
Contents.
Also, their personal property belongings.
Okay.
And, you know, insurance companies, I mean, the thing that's nice about even when you get your renter's insurance and you have auto, you have your auto insurance, you don't have it with the apartment complex, you have that with your insurance carrier, you could get your renter's insurance and then do a bundling and get a discount on both policies.
That's what I was going to ask you, a bundling, or I think it's umbrella, right?
Well, an umbrella is going to give you higher liability protection over and above both policies. But bundling is saying, I'm going to go ahead and go with my carrier. I'm going to have my homeowners and my auto. So I'm a multi-line client with this carrier. So I'm going to get a discount on my auto insurance, and I'm going to get a discount on my homeowner's insurance because I'm going with the same.
So if a listener's interested in State Farm, what they do is they call you and they say, I want my home insurance, my car insurance, and soon we're going to talk about life insurance too, together, and then you get a discount, correct?
Yes, but I have to be honest right now, we're in a moratorium, and unfortunately, we're not able to write any homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance right now.
Oh, really?
So I'm sorry about that. This is like a very emotional thing for me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've been in a moratorium because of what's going on with the Department of Insurance since the end of May 2023. So we haven't been able
to. Wow, that's news to me. I know that the State Farm doesn't do the house anymore. Like for us, we couldn't do it anymore. And because, but that I thought it's only for rural areas, but so no. For the city too then.
Right. It's just because we're in this moratorium. It'll eventually.
And what does that mean?
It just means that they've stopped writing any homeowners and renters for a time period because we're working with the Department of Insurance to go ahead and get the Sustainable Insurance Act put into place. Unfortunately, you know, we can't do that for our clients. I mean,
for
if
right
somebody
now.
Would, right now, it's going to change.
It's going to change.
It
I'm
will
sure.
change.
Yes. And at least you can call Barbara. She has the knowledge to help you to pick the right one.
Right.
And she has many more things, which I'm going into with life insurance. So I noticed, just like myself, I never thought of life insurance. Mm-hmm. But what made me think of life insurance is when events in my life happen and made me realize that you have to be prepared for the worst case scenario. Usually you don't think worst case scenario will happen to you. It happens to others.
Right.
But it, when it happened to our family, I realized this is the time I have to protect my family. And I called you. My husband had it. He is working. So he had it and I wasn't working and I didn't have it. So what would you suggest for a listener, a mom that stay at home? Why should they have life insurance? What are the benefits of it?
Probably a mother that stays at home, her role is so valuable. I think a lot of people don't realize if they're taken out of the picture, how expensive that role is. I mean, if you had to put a dollar amount on it, it is so high. And so that's the thing I think that everybody needs to realize. Yeah, especially, you know, the spouse, because I think we always think of the breadwinner. We're looking at that and we need to cover that. But if something happens to the stay-at-home mom, first of all, that other individual is going to be grieving. Or even if it's just someone, a single mom, I mean, who's going to take care of the children? I mean, all of these different factors that you have to think of. And if there's some type of income replacement with this life insurance policy, because it's immediate money. It's immediate money that comes to the beneficiary or whom you've listed. And it's just critical. That mother is so valuable. And I've seen that happen too many times when I would ask the spouse, who's going to take care of the children? Are you going to take time off of work? What are you going to do? Are you going to hire a nanny? I mean, all these things that you have to put a dollar value on. You have to go there and think about it.
And I hate to say it. Sometimes people say money doesn't, you know, solve the problem. However, when you're going through grief, you just want to be home taking care of, you know, the family, your kids. And when that also there is a monetary problem, that's going to be stressful. So the best thing is, I personally think, is having that life insurance. At least you're not worried about that part. You can do your grief and whatever else you need without worrying that. And when it comes to life insurance, let's say some individual dies. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have hard time. Oh, the money doesn't come right away. It doesn't go to the funeral cost. How does that go? Let's say we're going to bring this poor John. John dies. He has beneficiary, his wife, mm-hmm. his mother-in-law, and then let's say his own mom. First, how does it work once that happens?
So all three of them are listed as the primary beneficiaries?
The wife is as primary, and then the other ones
Yes. So in that situation, what would happen is, you're going to immediately report it to your insurance agent. And the thing that we do need is, a copy of a death certificate or be notified that this person has passed away. I can only speak as far as State Farm because I am so amazed at how quickly we pay on our death claims. Because if it's after the 2-year contestability time frame, and what I mean by that, if the policy contract has not been enforced for at least 2 years, we do require a physician's statement. Okay. We have to make sure that everything has, what actually happened that caused that death. If it's after 2 years, then we just need notification or death certificate. And then as the agent, we go over as far as how they want to receive the funds. Lump sum, do they want to go ahead and put it into this, as far as a plan where it'll earn interest. But it is immediately paid to that beneficiary. I can say I've just handled two recently, and within a week I had money to my clients.
I see. And that the money is not asked whether it goes to their funeral services. It just goes straight to the family. They decide what to do.
If they needed to go to the funeral home, we can make those arrangements, because I've had that happen too. And when you were saying that, the spouse was the primary beneficiary, and then the mother and mother-in-law were successor, the only way that the successor is going to get that money is if the spouses both died at the same time. And then the successor beneficiary, if it's divided equally, then they would receive the funds. But primary is first and foremost to receive the funds.
And how much life insurance would you suggest the amount for a family?
Unless they tell me what they're thinking, I kind of go through a little, I ask them different amounts. I ask them any outstanding loans that they may have, whether that be the mortgage on the home, an auto loan, even if they're renting, I ask them what is your, the rent, and then income replacement. So let's say something happened to the husband, his income is being taken out of the picture. How many months do you want of his income replacement before you have to be forced to maybe finding a job if you're, a stay-at-home mom, or what does that look like? And then do you want anything? There has to be coverage for final expenses. Do you want to be buried or do you want to be cremated? We go over that. And then if you have children, do you want anything for their education? So that, as you can see, that L-I-F-E spells life.
Yes.
But we try to get, an amount, because it's hard for people when I say, have you thought about what you need? Because they don't think about income replacement, because like you said, you're grieving. I hate to say it. I've experienced that too. Life goes on.
Yes.
Nobody stops.
The bills are still coming.
Yeah. And you're saying, wait, can I just take a moment just to deal with this? But no, life goes on. So you have to be, prepared in that moment. Or do you feel like you want to, especially if you have children, are you going to have to go right back to work because something has happened to your loved one? Or do you want this money coming in? And that's why I call it income replacement. So you have some time to just focus on what you need to focus for the family.
So it's basically individual based on the family, mm-hmm. what amount you work together mm-hmm. to accomplish that.
And then we look at coverage for both the husband and the wife, or, you know, whomever we're looking at. And then if you do get coverage through work, you know, you can subtract that off of what the total amount is. But the only thing that I like to let my clients know, the coverage that you get through work, it's normally not a portable policy. It's not something like if you leave that position, you normally don't get to take that life insurance benefit with you. Some places you do, but that would be something I'd always tell you to check out.
And then also, life insurance comes with benefits. I have read somewhere, riders, is it called mm-hmm. riders? Yes. What is that?
So sometimes we say to our clients, rather than maybe having two separate policies, husband and the wife, or you can do a family plan. So you would have one of them would be the primary insured, and then you would have the other spouse as an additional insured. You can also insure the children as on a children's term rider, which is so affordable. You can also go ahead, maybe someone decides they want to have whole life insurance, but they can't afford or they can't get enough protection because the cost is more with a whole life insurance policy. And then we can supplement it with term insurance. Or there's also a beautiful rider that's called a guarantee insurability rider, which at various age breaks, it will go ahead and allow you to purchase additional life insurance. And no matter what your health is, we can't deny you that coverage. So you're paying for this rider. And when that option comes up to purchase additional insurance at that age break, no matter what your health is, you can still purchase. You purchase for what it is at that time or that age that you are. You know, I've had so many clients that have health situations, and it's a way for them to continue to get life insurance.
Okay. And then going back to the beneficiaries, can you explain to us the process of naming beneficiaries, and why is it important to periodically review that?
So you want to go ahead, as far as like your primary beneficiary, you have to think like if it's a husband and wife. That's why I kind of was using the example when you said that the successor was also listed, because both of you could pass away at the same time in an automobile accident. So when you're listing the successor, I always try to have that done. And if you have children, a lot of times people want to put their children, but if they're not 18 years old, it sits in the state, well, like I'll say in our policy, it sits in the State Farm Bank and continues and builds with interest because they can't get their hands
also
on the money
until they're 18.
Until they're 18. And an 18-year-old, or do you think they're really going to be to handle a large amount of money?
Yeah.
So you need to think about, do you have someone who is going to be their guardian, or who have you listed? Do you have, I mean, just somebody that's going to be trusting, because if I put that person down, I can't guarantee that, you know,
They'll allocate the money the right way.
But the reason you need to periodically check, because the beneficiaries, things change. Things happen in people's lives. And you never want to have someone on there, you know, you're no longer maybe married
yeah,
to.
Yeah, or not talking to
talking,
them.
You know, or they're deceased, or yes. It's just, you need to be thinking about that and always upgrading that. So it's critical. I always just try to say with the children that, I mean, if you're okay with it, you know, if they're younger, that it's just going to be staying in the State Farm Bank until they're 18. And the reason we do that is because we're protecting that money for the children.
Yes.
Because let's say there's a situation where somebody's going to try to get that money. They have to go through the courts in order to get that money. It can only be used for that child's well-being. So it is protected. But a lot of times people don't think 18, my goodness, that's, you know, they're only 2 years old. But that's why you would want to list someone who if something happens to you, who's going to take care of your children
yes.
anyway. I mean, all those things you have to think about.
Yes. So listeners, when you would like to pick a beneficiary, choose someone close to you that's, you know, your mother, mother-in-law, or aunt, or someone that has experience and you know they will allocate that money in the right way for your children's future. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions regarding car insurance. So I know I have a couple of friends that have teenagers, and they have asked, what are some ways to manage cost of adding a teenager to a family's car insurance while ensuring they're properly covered?
The thing with the teenagers that, you know, normally they're insured under the parents' policy. So you want to make sure that you have adequate liability protection because they don't have the experience. So if there is an accident loss, that's going to go ahead and go against your policy, the parents' policy, and you want to make sure that the liability, if they've caused, you know, bodily injury to someone or done damage to property, that you are carrying adequate liability limits just simply because they don't have the experience. And you're going to see that a lot of times, you know, like when you do, because I get so many people that are doing carpooling for the schools or special functions for the schools. Yes. And that's why they require you to have the proper liability limits. You're taking on this risk of taking on other children. Well, it's the same thing when your child is going out there and driving. And we do look at the fact that when, you know, they come on to State Farm, we do give them, like if they have a good student discount, that's huge. If they have nothing on their motor vehicle record or no accidents when they start, so we give them a discount for that. And then if they do get something, then that is taken away and they will get surcharged. But I just think the parent needs to realize they're not only taking on their own risk as, you know, an experienced driver, but they're now having their child, an experienced driver, in the vehicle. So you have to make sure you have proper liability.
Yes,
it's huge.
Because as like the other things we said, accidents happen.
They do.
They happen. You don't even expect it. So for some teenager that's listening, if an accident happens, what is the first thing they could do to make the claim easier?
They need to make sure, because I know it's such a startling thing for them, they need to make sure that they get the information of the other party involved. I highly suggest, since they're so used to using their phones, go ahead, take pictures of the car license plate number, any damage that is done to the other vehicle, to your vehicle, and then if they allow you, you could take a picture of their insurance card. And you can give them information off of your insurance card, but you need to make sure you get that valuable information. It is so critical for us to go ahead and do the claims process, and it just makes it so much easier. And then always call in to the insurance company because we need a statement of facts. We protect you, the insured, and so we need to hear from you. I don't want to hear from the other party what happened. Yes. I want your statement of facts because that's who we protect. So that's, I mean, I think very critical. And just make sure when you're driving as a teenager, I know, keep the volume down on the radio and not a lot of talking. I mean, you're not supposed to be talking on the phone, but it's just important because, you know, you get a little bit comfortable. We all do. And it's just, you can't have distractions.
I agree. Do you recommend them calling the cops?
Yes. I mean, I highly recommend that. And this is what I'm going to tell you because this happens all the time. A lot of times they won't come out because they're so busy. And so what you can do is to go to the police department and you can actually make a report, or you can call it in because then you'll have it on file. But unless there's usually bodily injury, they won't come out.
Oh, really? Wow.
They're just too busy. A lot of times, I mean, I still call, but that way you can go ahead and see if they will come out.
Yeah. I think they came out, one of our cars, we had actually parked it by Browns Valley.
Uh-huh.
And then by the park. And then someone was breaking into it. And that's when someone called the number for us, said someone is trying to get into your car. And then the cops came there because the windows were broken into pieces.
That's a little bit, I mean, I hope they will come out, but I would definitely give them a call. I'd give them that opportunity and see what they say. But try to get as much information as possible. If the other party says, I'm okay, don't worry, no problem, still get all of the information,
yes.
Still try to call the police because you never know how those things can change.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was young teenager, someone hit my car and then they offered me $500. Mm-hmm. And being a teenager, I'm like, $500 is a lot of money. I'll take it. I remember calling my brother. I said, they just hit my car. They're giving me $500. I'll take it. He's like, no, you're not taking cash from someone. You have to go through the legal ways because the scratch might look little then,
right.
And it's $500, But it's way more than that.
Exactly.
So teenagers, don't fall for cash.
Yes, just
call your insurance.
That's a very good point.
Yes. Before we end this session, do you have anything else to share with the listeners or viewers?
I just want people, because like I said, there's a lot going on with insurance right now. Please feel free that you can call your insurance offices or agents, because we do really want to help you. We understand. I think the thing with insurance, it's not something tangible. Until you experience a loss, you're paying all these premiums. But when that loss occurs, it is there for you. But I think we just want to make sure that people realize we're here for you, and we do understand what is happening in the environment. And please reach out to us and let us help you. We do have options. We have ways that we can make it better for you or assist you trying to, you know, get other insurance for you. I mean, at least that's what I want to do for my clients, because I just want to be there for the people, because it's just a lot going on in the insurance industry right now.
Yes. And with that, what Barbara said, I want to tell the listeners too, as someone that has gone through some major things with my house, although monthly it's a pain to pay that premium, but I will assure you it's worth it, because the unknown and the thing that you don't think is gonna happen, and we already have so much going on with our kids, with our life, you don't want to stress about floors being damaged, walls leaking water, because that has happened to us. But we had insurance. Luckily, that stress was gone. Then I could just focus on my daily life with my kids and my husband and our families. So I suggest having home insurance, car insurance, and life insurance. Hope you found this episode effective and helps you. And if you have any questions that we didn't cover, please call Barbara Lightfoot. She's here and she'll answer your questions. Till next time, goodbye.